crew, my name is Nathaniel Nex.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all go to Drink and Snack, all right, for a chat, because we are ready to chat. We have Chinese food.
And we had just arrived to Brooklyn a few hours ago.
Yeah, we just got to New York, finally.
It's nice, like, what, 3 hours ago?
Mm-hmm.
32 hours ago. And I love the area we're at. I think Nathaniel picked a really good place.
It's really nice, and there's so much food around.
Yes, a lot of Chinese food, a lot of Asian food.
I feel like that's usually what we spend our money on while we're on trips.
The food.
Yeah, it's usually food.
But I love that. I love being a foodie.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with our past, we eat now. We deserve it.
Mm.
But, what?
I took such a big bite, I couldn't say anything.
Oh. Ooh, a noodle went like slowly down my throat.
Mm.
But let me tell them what I got. So I got a Coke. A New York order. I feel so J-Lo saying that. You know her saying. What is it? What's that mean?
An orange drink, if you know, you know?
Yeah. No, I thought what she said, like, her whole order. And it's, like, the basic thing ever.
Ham and cheese on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
A small bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
And orange drink, if you know, you know.
You know, you know. But anyway, I got a Coke. And then I got a shrimp chow mein. It's phenomenal. And I put a packet of soy sauce. What did you get?
This is what I always get when I get Chinese food. I always get something chicken. It's my fave. I do have one critique on it.
Oh, what do you rate it? Yeah.
An 8 out of 10. I wish it was crispier.
I give mine the same. 8 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but I wish there was more flavor, like more sauce. One of those. So, like, more sauce.
No, let me get a bite. Let me get a bite. And then you gotta try a bite of mine, Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want some veggies. I want some of all. Okay, that's a huge bite.
Mm.
What do you rate it?
That's good.
Mm.
That was definitely an 8, but like you said, if it was crispy, it'd be so good.
I know.
It'd probably be like a 9.
Mm-hmm. I like yours. Yours is good. I also probably give it an 8. Maybe like a 7.
Mm.
I always forget. I hate that texture.
What?
Of like the onions.
Oh, really?
Grind down to it. I'm like, ugh. Oh my god, I got a little piece of broccoli in here. Do you want it?
No, you got it.
Do you want it?
No, you got it.
Oh, I don't want it.
Oh. No, I don't want it.
Anyway, we are officially planning on... Oh god, I thought I looked so big back.
I'm like literally munching away.
We're officially planning on going clubbing tonight. Unlike last year's vlog.
The club will actually be open.
The clubs were out.
They won't be closed.
Mm-hmm.
If you saw that vlog, if you know, you know. But we're going to be sticking to the clubs here in Brooklyn.
Yeah, just for tonight. And then tomorrow night, we're going to Gay
Tomorrow's Manhattan night, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bitch. I'm so ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to see all the guys, because I've never been to like, a gay club before. I've never been to a club before, period.
Yeah, period, me too. Well, actually, I went in one for like a moment, and then it wasn't like my vibe, so I left.
Where was it?
So was it really, didn't really matter, count. South Carolina. Where we live? Downtown.
Apparently we have some good clubs, but I've never heard of them. Like, I've never, like... Like, our coworkers say we have good clubs in where we live, but... I never hear much about them.
Yeah, me neither.
I want there to be people getting arrested.
I did follow this new, well, it's not new. This Instagram page I found that's for raves. And they are having a rave in October, and I'm like, I'm definitely gonna go to it. I'm gonna tell Mari to join me.
Oh my god.
Do you wanna join?
Maybe.
I'll let you know. I'll send you deets.
Send me the deets. Remember, we heard someone on the subway today talking about
a rave,
and I was like, I was so jealous because they were such main characters. They were amazing.
They were. Actually, the clubs I chose, I looked up raves / like also like house music clubs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of vibe I went for.
I want to dance.
Yeah, I want to dance too. Like, I'm not the best dancer, but like, I want to dance.
Oh,
like, I'm gonna be out there.
But one thing about Chinese food, I always get full.
Really? You're already full? I mean, they gave us big servings, y'all. It was heavy.
Plus, I also want to be like,
I
want to have room in my stomach for, yeah, I want to be skinny, and I want to have room for the shots.
I'm just eating.
But I am getting a little full. And this shirt really isn't much flatter on me, so I feel like I'm looking a little big back as well.
You think? I think you look amazing.
Oh my god, stop.
Even like I wear it or like Jacob.
I don't know what club look I'm gonna go for. I really like the skinny jeans with the heels.
I think I'm gonna wear my brown corset with my black mini skirt with my red heels. And I'm gonna say, I really like that outfit I told you, the one with the stripes and the jeans with the heels. Yes, it would look really good. I think that would be a good one.
I feel like it's not a clubbing fit for me.
Really? I mean, I will say it is hot outside, so. No, it's gonna be hot in the club, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both the fits I'm going based off of, one of them has tights on and one of them skinny jeans.
Yeah, but tights are different. It's a little more breathable, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm trying to decide which one I want to save for the gay clubs tomorrow. Mm. Where my people are.
I feel tights.
You save the tight ones for tomorrow? Oh, yeah. I guess I'll be wearing the skinny jeans tonight. I'm excited. It's a really cute fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's my 21st birthday, bitch. Mm. So.
Literally, his birthday was yesterday, but this is his birthday trip, so.
Mm-hmm. Maria didn't tell me happy birthday until way later in the day.
Okay, not that way later, but it was like 12 p.m. And, like, I had already been talking to him, like, the day before, like, already, like, throughout the day. And literally, one of our coworkers was like, oh, it's his birthday, right? And I was like, yeah, it's his birthday. And I still hadn't told him happy birthday until I went on my break, and I was like, wait. I have not told him happy birthday.
No,
and that was after I saw your Instagram post, and I was like, wait.
That's so funny.
Happy birthday.
I was gonna have a photo shoot, like a rainy photo shoot, and
that's literally his vibe.
But I thought I'm gonna save my birthday post till do it.
Do what?
I'm sorry, I think I start coughing.
Oh no, I was burping.
On my watch.
I was burping.
You want another piece?
Oh my god, I would love one.
Yeah, you know another piece. I'm quite full now.
Ooh, can I have some rice?
Try mama.
Listen, I'm a big bag.
You have whatever you want, mama.
You want some more of mine? I know you said you're full, but
I'll take
another bite, I guess.
I'll take a bite. I hope I don't get none of that shrimp, mama. Oh god! I got the shrimp. I got scared.
Mm.
How is it, mama?
It's pretty good. I love shrimp.
Oh my god, please. Oh my god.
That piece I grabbed didn't really have that much sauce on it, so it was kind of mid.
The piece that you grabbed?
Mm-hmm.
Big onion on here.
Mm. Thing, after you said about how you feel about them.
Mm-hmm. It was just a text, honestly.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, we're going to be going to the 9/11 memorial.
Oh, yeah, we're doing it again like we did last year. First of all, I feel like last year... Okay, first of all, everyone knows that one of my hyperfixations is 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
No one... Some people are like, that's such a weird hyperfixation, but I know other people have had...
Well, I think it's that way, because I've definitely heard other people have it. But I really liked World War II. Not like I love what happened, but like, yeah, especially Anne Frank. I loved, like, learning about it.
And so, I love to go in there. And last time, I wore my heels with fishnets, and it felt like I was walking on glass the whole time.
Mm.
And so now I really want to take it in. Like, I didn't even cry last time.
Really?
And I feel like I did cry, but not because of the memorial.
Mm.
My feet hurt so bad. Oh my god.
No, I thought it got a little emotional.
Well, it's such a hearing.
Especially when we moved that room we were sitting in. It was all dark, but like there were stories on the
mm-hmm.
on the wall.
That one was crazy.
That one definitely got me wanting to cry.
Honestly, I was just too worried about
I can't
feet.
Wait to be back in there. Yeah, I remember. Quack, quack, quack. And it's quite a suck in that room, too. And they just quack, quack, quack. And of course, we went, like, to the middle of the room to sit. But there was no, like, sitting in the sides.
So, it was so crazy. Hearing, like, such sad emotional stories. And then... I'm like... Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Excuse me. Literally how I found that situation.
Literally.
Oh, my God. Oh, and we're going to this really good brunch place. If you know, you know. Maria bit her finger at it.
Yeah, a few podcast episodes ago, at this place called Tanner Smith's. Their pancakes look so good. Like, so good.
And it's fancy, bitch. We had to make a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
But we didn't have to. But we wanted to.
We didn't have to. It's just I kind of get nervous about things like that. Like, I know you're so excited about it. And what if we get there and they're like, we're reservation up. Like, we can't take any walk-ins.
Mm.
You'd be so sad.
I would be.
And so I wanted,
especially with that place.
I know. Y'all saw the pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
I can still see.
And y'all saw my reaction. Cut it through here.
It was so funny. That TikTok's one of my faves, too. Is it good, mama?
Girl, I'm just like, I finished my drink so fast that I need, like, a little more.
No, I literally finished mine so fast, quick, too. What? I know they finished mine so quick, too. Ooh,
I'm a little too.
Okay, we're gonna grab, we're gonna take a quick little break, or we grab our makeup.
So yeah, we're gonna start getting ready for the club.
We're gonna start getting ready for the club officially this time, bitch. Officially. So we're gonna be right back.
Okay. I know it's on bubble, but it's like so Walmart bite.
Bitch!
Not my big bag being exposed.
We're gonna be right back. Hi guys, we are back. We're ready to do our faces.
Yes, time to do our makeup.
Oh, that was good. Our makeup.
Yeah. We gotta do the makeup ASMR.
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh. Should we also do a little intro part of the vlog right now real quick? And y'all get to see a little behind the scenes.
Do you wanna do?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we film on your phone.
Yeah. Cinematic.
Of course.
Okay. Oh my gosh, y'all are gonna get a little behind the scenes.
I know, how exciting. I should feel honored.
why don't we're cinematic?
You just...
Is it one of those?
You do... You might not have it, it's fine.
Okay, so just video then.
Yeah, just video. You got an intro to the vlog?
I'm trying to see where I should turn. Oh, definitely not that way. Definitely this way. Come closer. You hold it, you have longer arms.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. Hi guys!
We are at our Airbnb. Mm-hmm. We are getting ready for the club. We're literally filming a podcast episode as we speak. Say hi guys! Hi guys!
Oh my gosh.
We are so excited. We're getting ready for the club. Yay. We're going to clubs today, but then tomorrow we're going to my homos. They got my back. They got my back. But we'll be right back when we get our fits done.
So excited.
How exciting. That was fun.
So cute.
Okay, so.
I better put on some of this. Like, I don't know. Get my skin steady.
Is it primer? Is it primer too?
No, I just kind of did it. Just like do it, you know? Sometimes I do it, just do it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, that actually kind of sounds nice.
But I am. I feel like it's like a hydrating type of vibe, you know?
It feels good.
Right.
Okay. I don't really do much for makeup, if I'm being honest. I can get it done and pretty.
Girl, please take your time, because I'm definitely going to do a process type vibe.
This is the Maybelline Fit Me Concealer. What shade is this in? Oh, this is a shade 005. I like this one, but I will say it goes like kind of orangey on the skin. But then once you blend it out,
it looks good.
It doesn't look orangey. It looks It looks about my color. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know how the fuck they do that, but. You're right. I'll do a little extra makeup today.
Right now I'm priming under my eye, like my cheeks, my nose.
So, Maria, I didn't ask you.
What?
How's your week been, girl?
Oh my gosh. My week has been pretty good, honestly. Nothing too bad. Definitely was just. Very excited about New York, so.
Yeah, this whole time I've been just thinking about New York.
I don't have it on me right now, but someone actually gave me a keychain at work. It was so cute.
Oh, it was so cute.
Literally the
I was
cutest
so
thing.
Jealous. Oh, girl, your face is wet right now. Mama.
Right? Trying to get her moisturized. Ooh. You know, the more moisturized the skin is, but it'll, like, lay.
Wow, well, I didn't do any skin prep. And, bitch, my forehead is so sweaty that the concealer's not blending in.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, okay, it is warm.
I'm not gonna just like line my eye already. I don't know. I'm just gonna want to do
that. Oh my god, it's not blending in. Okay. Did I get it? Does it look blended into you?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm putting blush up there anyway, so it's all gonna get covered. That's all I really do for my face.
Really? Girl, do a little more.
That's all I really do for my face. All I do is concealer, but then obviously blush. This is Trixie Cosmetic Red Skin.
You should go for a more out there vibe. Like, maybe to have like some glitter makeup.
Should I do a little
glitter down your chest?
I'm wearing the bodysuit.
Oh.
I can do a little glitter. I can do a little glitter on the eye.
There we go.
I can do a little. I'll do a little sparkle. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna go with my blush right now.
Do something creative. I don't know.
Oh god, that might even be too much blush, bitch. This shit is. Hey, oh my god. That's gonna be way too much, I fear. Bitch, this shit is pigmented.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Oh, Riley.
Girl. This was one small swipe.
Whoa, yikes. Giving Rare Beauty by Selena Gomez.
I know. I'm gonna have to put more concealer over there.
Oh my gosh, did you know that Hailey Bieber's pregnant?
She is?
Yeah.
You know who I look like?
Who?
Oh god, this bitch pisses me off. It's that one bitch who's like, you put so much blush underneath your makeup, and then it comes out flawless afterwards.
Oh my god, I've seen videos like that. Or, like, they just put, like, hella makeup. Yeah. Like, I said, this one girl, she does literally the whole fucking container of foundation and, like, of her other makeups.
Jesus
and, like,
Christ.
She does it on the train. Then she wipes it on her shirt. Her shirt is usually a white shirt, too.
And she's doing this in front of people?
Yeah, on a train.
What the fuck?
And her makeup looks amazing, though, at the end.
And somehow, you know...
Like, it annoys me, but at the end, it's like... Like, what?
That's
what...
Somehow that always happens.
And that fascinates me, because, like, how do you do all that and still make it look good? You know? Like, okay. I feel like that's, like, honestly, like, a talent.
Bitch, I messed up my face.
No, you're gonna fix it. I know you will.
Yeah, I might.
Might? No, I don't have that type of mentality, mama.
I don't know why they're often start fresh. Well, just this sad.
Your country voice came out in that one. This sad.
I know. It comes. Apparently, it comes out pretty frequently. I don't know this.
Yeah.
Apparently, it comes out a lot while I'm at work.
It's just your customer service voice.
Yeah, I think it's the trauma from Cracker Barrel.
That is like a southern type of vibe.
It was scary, let me tell you.
I like that.
How's your face look now?
Oh, amazing.
Okay, you fucking
didn't even look at you. Don't even have my eyes open. Let's see. That looks really good.
Good, thank you. I'm gonna do a little. Okay, I know I just said, like, oh, I put too much blush. I'm gonna do a dab more blush on this side.
I think I'm going for, like, a smoky eye type vibe.
Really, like, that much. That's all you need. That's all you need. A smoky eye. Oh, yeah, you're right. We're going clubbing tonight.
And then I'm going to, like, add glitter around it.
Cute. I wish I would have brought
some. Like, that's why I started my eyes first.
I wish I would have brought some glitter with me. Oh, I mean, I have a brush.
I mean, these makeup products have glitter in them if you want to, like, take a look at them.
I'm going to go ahead.
And then have this, this white one.
If
you want to take a look-see.
I'm going to go ahead and do my lippies.
Lippies already? Oh my gosh.
I still haven't done my eyes.
I like it work. Because, like, I'm literally still on eyes.
Have you done base?
I started the base. I prepped it with the setting. And then I also put the primer, and I'm letting the primer, like, you know, sit on there, get tacky.
Mm-hmm, as you do.
And then I'm going to do the base. Because the base only is pretty quick. That part can be flying through. And also, they don't want, like, excess powders, like, getting on it.
Uh-huh.
Like, my under eye from the eyeshadow.
God, I am just, you know, it is such a burden being gorgeous and talented and sexy.
It really is.
I know.
Like,
I know.
You were really given that burden. Your life is so hard.
It's like...
How do you do this? How do you deal with it?
It's the hard... I hate to say it, I have the hardest life in the world.
You really do.
And yes, I'm including starving children.
What? Oh.
You didn't think that was funny?
Honestly, it took me a moment to get it. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Okay.
Because I didn't really hear what you said. And I was like, what the fuck did you say? And then I'm trying to put it together. And then I
Okay.
It.
We don't have to stay here and talk about how not funny my joke was. That was humiliating. I thought that was hilarious.
What was I gonna say? What are you most excited for tomorrow of our activities? I'm really excited to go to the dispensary.
Oh, I'm really excited for this dispensary. Obviously, I'm excited
for those pancakes. I already know.
I don't know. I feel like there's some things that we haven't even planned out throughout the day that
I'm
really looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for, like, I'm really excited for those side quests also. You know?
Uh-huh. Can you have a lip thing that I can borrow?
A lip thing? Like, what do you mean?
Like a liquid lip thing. Like a gloss or something.
Gloss in here? I think they're in my bag, girl.
Okay, I can wait to use the gloss.
I put this on my lips also, but it's also for the cheeks if you wanna.
I'll just do a little dab.
Check it out.
How the fuck do you open? Oh.
Just pull it. Oh my gosh, I've really been obsessed with Ariana's song, Imperfect For You. Imperfect For You.
No, I want a gloss.
So good. I kept listening to that on the train. Also, Needy, and then this just other song. It's like the first song in her album, I think, of her new album.
I like her song, Greedy.
I love Greedy. It's been playing a lot.
Greedy!
That really reminds me of middle school.
Ooh, hold on, bitch.
You know that I'm greedy for love.
There was a lip sync on Drag Race.
Yeah.
To that song. But then the queen didn't know the words. And so she was like... For her runway, it was like a club kid runway. She had a mask on.
Uh-huh.
And she started doing the lip sync for her life with the mask on.
Uh-huh.
And the RuPaul stopped the lip sync in the middle of the lip sync.
Oh,
so I had to take it off. Bitch, it was intense. It was too much.
I think you told me about this. It sounds familiar.
Bitch, it was crazy.
Oh, it sounds
I still
crazy.
Remember watching that for the first time, being like,
gagged. Oh my gosh.
Even though I will say that's not my, it's really not my favorite season.
Yeah. Why so?
I don't know. Okay, I feel like I can't blame the season because I feel like I watched it at a weird time in my life.
Why is it so weird? What? Why are you laughing?
What was so weird?
Wait, I'm just trying to get the D. It's like, what's so weird?
I don't know. It was like, I was sad a lot during that time.
Oh, you were a little depressed.
Oh, yeah, I was a little depressed when that season was airing. And so I didn't watch it while it was airing. I watched it after I recorded all of it and watched it all at once.
Yeah.
And so I guess I didn't really get the time to fall in love with all the queens.
Mm.
But they do have some legendary queens on there.
Yeah, like who?
There is the winner of All Stars 5. She...
Who's that?
Her name is Shay Coulee. She's so pussy cunt.
Really?
My makeup looks horrible right now.
No. Well, you definitely need to blend out from that side of the cheek. I told you, girl, take your time. Like, I'm only just not going to eyebrows.
Yeah, it's just this sweat, mama.
And it's... Okay, it's 10:10. I mean, it's 10 o'clock.
Okay. Do you want to go ahead and turn off the camera and finish up off camera?
Yeah, do you want to?
Yeah, okay. We're gonna be right back. We're going to finish up off camera. We'll be right back.
Hi, guys. We are ready. We are ready to start hitting the clubs. You'll see it in our vlog that's going to come out. Here is Maria's fan. Here's some more pictures of it if you want to see some more pictures, because I know they do.
They do.
And then here's my fit, and then here is a bunch of pictures of it as well.
Can you get a close-up?
Yeah.
Of our face. Thumbnail.
That was cute. Yes. Anyway.
You look hot, girl.
I know.
You look amazing.
I feel so skinny.
And you're so sparkly. You have the hair. Oh my gosh. I was telling Nathaniel, getting my contacts in was like an experience with these nails. So I know getting them out is going to be an experience.
Especially
also.
If you're a little like tipsy.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I know it's going to be a moment.
Anyway, are you ready to start hitting
the
clubs?
I'm ready. Ready to go.
Okay, then we will see y'all later at the end of our trip.
Yeah, end of the trip. End of our trip.
Okay, so bye, guys.
Hi, guys.
We are back. It's finally the end of our trip. We have all the highlights. We have all the lowlights. And we're ready to talk about all of it. Maria, how's your week, girl?
My week was great so far. I mean... Thankfully, this week has just started. It's Tuesday. But our vacation was amazing. I loved it. I love that we did all our activities, like, the first 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the last 2 days have kind of been, like, crucial.
Yeah, we've just, like, been vibing. But, like, we did all the touristy, all the fun stuff the first few days. Except for Rise and Why. That was pretty fun. We did that the other day.
I loved that one. Yeah, we did that one yesterday. It was so much fun. And you were such a scaredy cat about it. And we weren't even that Death comes like that.
Yeah, but we were... Okay, no. Okay, so I was freaking out about it, right?
I did get a little scared, though, because then it made it seem like you were going down.
Yeah, it was
And that scared me.
It was horrifying.
I got a little nervous. But besides that, I loved it. Love. That's, like, one of my peaks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, being Tribeca, that was one of my peaks.
There's so many peaks. I'm sorry. I'm having, like, a hard time kind of, like, thinking of everything right now. Like, processing everything. I am drained.
Oh my god, another one of my peaks is the Ruby Rosa pizza. Oh my god, I have a slice in there, but I'll make that tomorrow. I think that's gonna be breakfast, or part of my breakfast. One of those.
Yeah, that'll probably be.
I'm not hungry right now, I'm chilling. Mm. We had Cane's, y'all. We tried Cane's tonight. I get the hype over the sauce. Yeah. I get the hype over Cane's. It's so good. I mean, the fries are mid. Like, y'all could have some sauce.
Yeah, the fries kind of sucked, but.
Because, like, by themselves, like, whatever. No, the sauce is good. Like, I could drink that shit.
I could take a bath in it. It was so
literally
good.
Literally slather myself all over it.
Mm.
Yeah. I love that. Like, it's like Zaxby's. If you're, like, in the South, you know. But... but, like, it's like Zaxby's, but, like, better.
It was, like, a billion times better than Zaxby's.
Yeah.
The juicy tenders.
Mm. Mm. No, it was juicy.
It was so
the
juicy.
Juicy.
It was... so delicious. We went to the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens today, and that was...
Was that one of your peaks?
Yeah, I really liked the Botanical Gardens. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think about... Oh my god, we tried I literally don't have a name. Tumbaki? It's not Tumbaki.
Tungulu?
Tululu. Is that what it's called? What the fuck?
Tululu? Tungulu? No,
Tungulu. That's a... Girl, I couldn't remember a name for the life of me. Yeah. But we tried it today. Oh my god, it was so good. Also, we went to this coffee place. Oh boy. Or what was it called?
I think it was... Which one?
The coffee place we went to.
The one I called?
The what?
The one that I called and then hung up.
Yeah.
After me and Maria left the Botanical Gardens, we were looking for like a cafe because we wanted some coffee, and this one that looked really, really good, I can't remember the name of it.
I can't either.
It's in the vlog, you'll see it. And so it said closed on Google Maps, and then like it was like it said closed.
But on their website, it said open.
And so I called them, and the second she answered, she said, "Hi, this is," and I went, and hung immediately up. But it was so fucking good.
It's like bunny something or something bunny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, we got a drink there. It was so good. They have this like cream. We're gonna go there again to get a drink. At least for I want to go back there again to get a drink
tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we get the strawberry one. I mean, it's literally close to like our train station.
Oh, is it?
It's like literally right. Remember, it's like right next to it.
Don't remember.
Was worrying about it. Yeah, I want to go do. I want to get that. I'm also thinking, I think I am going to do this without you. I'm going to go to the track thing, probably in the morning.
You're going to do that tomorrow morning? Jeez Louise.
I mean, I saw some morning, was it like, it opens early or something like that. So I'm like, I could just go do that. Because like, I literally just want to go on it.
Do you?
I just want to get on it. I don't really care about the island. So I'm like, I'll get on it. Probably walk around a little bit so it's not literally just get on, get off, and come back here. So like probably get on it, do who knows what, take a little walk around, see what's up, because it's like it drops you off at like Roosevelt Island and then come back. I'll get all the dates.
I do not want to go on that
because I'm pretty sure it does open early, like 8 a.m could be wrong, but you know. And then I do have a few stores I did find for tomorrow that
did
I do want to hit up. It's like one's It Girl and then the other one, that one.
Ooh,
we have to be
name.
Really quick, limited time. Because it opens at 12.
Okay, so we should get there, like...
But it's close by to where we're going to be at, but, like, still limited time, because, you know...
Yeah. We're trying to be at the train station by 1:15.
And then there's this other place. This one, we do have much more time. It's, like, it opens at 10. It's, like, Forbidden Place or something like that. It's got, like, a lot of, like, horror stuff.
Ooh, I love...
Yeah. I saw this one museum about, like, horror stuff, and it's here in Brooklyn, girl. I saw it in the bathroom literally just now.
Damn.
But it's closed tomorrow. Literally closed Monday through Wednesday.
So lame. I wish it would.
Literally. And I was like, bruh. That would have been so much fun. I wish we knew it was here.
I know.
Like, I didn't know about that at all. Literally, whenever I looked up stuff for Brooklyn, didn't see it.
The only thing that I really wanted to go for Brooklyn was the aquarium.
Yeah. I remember one day we were going to do it, but then it was, like, so fucking
It was
far.
Really so far.
Oh, my gosh. We went to Washington Square Park. I feel like that was peak.
Oh, yeah.
It was such a good vibe. People were getting in. I'm pretty sure that's where, like, one of the people... I don't know his name, but he's, like, on TikTok. He's always asking, like, questions.
Uh-huh. I swear. We saw so many people, like, filming there, and it was...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It was a vibe. I mean, it's next to NYU. Like, literally, like, next to it.
It's, like, everyone...
So,
had,
no wonder it's a vibe.
Everyone had their, like, own unique style. It was, like, so kind of cunt.
Yes, it was cunt. Loved it.
I loved it. I'm trying to think of some other things.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
Oh my god, our pits. My pit is literally today. Today I fucking fell, guys. So me and Nathaniel, we had to go to the bathroom, y'all. Like, we had to go. And if you know, in New York, the bathrooms aren't open to everyone. Like, it's not, like, open to the public. You know, so it's kind of hard to find a bathroom. But, like, we were in, like, K-Town. And we were, like, Starbucks Reserve, like, no matter what, like, the bathroom's, like, open to anyone. So we were like, okay, we're close by, let's go do it. It was like a 7-minute walk. But like, for some reason, like, our GPS was recalculating us, right? Like, it was like saying we were somewhere here, but we weren't over there.
Yeah, our GPS is the whole trip. Kept fucking up the entire trip, and it was starting to piss me.
No, literally.
I think we should try, like, we should leave for the train station a little early.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, that keeps happening. That's literally, I was getting so annoyed tonight, because I was like, I just want to go back to the Airbnb. I'm so tired. I just need a few minutes of, like, some me time before I can get back to you.
Yeah.
Like, and then just kept messing up, and I was like, oh.
Well, either way, at this point, I had taken over, because then I was using it, was trying to deal with it, but then I was like, I had taken over, and I'm leading us, and I'm looking down at my phone, I'm like, this way, Yo, I don't know what I hit. I guess you said you saw. Was it a curb or what?
It was like...
I like hit it with like the front of my shoe. And I start tripping. But then I catch myself. And then all of a fucking sudden, again, I lose balance. And I start tripping again. And it was the longest fall ever. The longest fall. Yo, I have a bruise on the side. I have a bruise. And literally, everyone, okay, not everyone, like three people came up and were like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, me, I pop up. I've always popped up. I always try to pop up because I did fall another part in the ship, which actually wasn't that embarrassing to me.
No, the first fall wasn't
This bad. Was one that actually gets me embarrassing because I pop up and like three people come up to me, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, I literally do the Debbie Ryan, brush my hair behind my ear. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. And then I start walking because I'm like, that's so fucking embarrassing. Like, I'm good. Even though, like, it hurts right here.
And the fact and, that one girl asked you, like, four times, are you okay? Are
yeah,
you
I'm like, like, I'm good. Like, I'm good. I'm good. Literally, at one point, I put my hand I'm like, I'm good.
Leave me alone.
But, like, she's just a girl's girl. But, like, speaking about girls' activities, literally today on the subway, when we were going down to the subway, I saw this, like, guy going up the stairs, and the girl was going down the stairs. And I see him, like, looking at her, and he pokes her. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because, like, obviously, like, they weren't together. And I'm, like, eyeing him. Because, like, you always hear about crazy shit happening here in New York, you know, where, like, people, like, men have been punching women and shit like that, you know? So I'm, like, what the fuck is happening? I'm paying attention. And, like, she turns around, and, like, he's, like, I want to ask you a question or something like that. And, like, she, like, stops. I'm, like, no, she's stopping. But then she starts walking once he starts getting more close to her. I'm, like, okay, good. But, like, she, like, you could tell she was, like, really fucking scared because he started, like, coming down the stairs again, too.
Oh, yeah, like but that.
I almost grabbed her, girl.
I didn't see all that.
I was trying to tell you, and I was like, girl. And when I said girl, I think that's when she turned around, she looked at me, and I'm like, oops. I'm not trying to get you back here, girl. I'm trying to tell him what's happening.
I'm so sorry, honey.
But, yeah.
I'm trying to think of my pet.
That was crazy. I don't know. I thought it was crazy to see. I think it was crazy that she stopped. Cause
I know.
She did stop and turn around. And I was like, no. That's why I was like, I need to grab her. Like, I need to grab her. You know, but I didn't grab her because she ended up finally walking away when he, like, started walking more closer to her.
The one that tried to talk to us, it was pretty, like, I gotta go. I'm not trying to mess with that. Those fucking, quote-unquote, Disney characters in Times Square.
Literally, they always go after the kid. Like, I see them in action. They go. They look at the kid, they're going for it. It's funny when the kids are, like, scared of them. Like, I saw this one person waving at a kid, and the kid's just, like, looking to the corner, like, scared.
I find it even weirder that they're not, like, I mean, like, they're dressed up, but they're, like, still showing their face. So, like, it's very obviously, like, not an illusion for the child. They're like, oh my god, it's Mickey. They're over there with their face on, like,
literally.
And literally Minnie right now. Like, right,
yes. I already came up to us, and we finally were able to have that no moment.
Yeah, I was like, don't.
You really wanted it.
I was like, don't fucking talk to me. I was getting so, god.
Oh my god. This is like the middle. It's not even like my peak or my pip. I definitely can't stop thinking about it. So like when we were in Times Square and we went up like the red stairs, if you know, you know. I love saying that. If you know, you know. We were going up the red stairs and like I was like, oh, Nathaniel, take a picture of me when we finally got to the top. He's taking a picture of me and I have my hand up and then I'm putting my arm down. My fucking elbow in that exact moment hits this fucking kid's head. I'm like, no fucking way. I'm like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And the dad, like, he, like, laughs. He's like, it's okay. And this fucking kid turns around and is, like, grabbing his head. I'm like, oh my god. Like, I feel so fucking bad. And then Daniel got the photo. He didn't get the photo of, like, me getting made in contact. But you see the photo for, like, where my elbow's, like, all close to its head, to the girl's head. And then the after photo of me grabbing my elbow in shock, like, oh my god. I'm gonna send you those photos so you can put them in.
No,
so
I would love to put them in.
They'll be in here of me just like, you know, I was in shock.
I know my pet.
Oh my god, my peak.
Okay.
Sunday night at the club. What's the name of that club, girl? That was the best night. The drag show was amazing. And then, we were main characters. Literally, no one was dancing. Everyone was like mingling near the bar, but no one was on the fucking dance floor. And I'm like, Daniel, I had one drink, y'all. And one thing about me is I'm a lightweight. And another thing about me is I chugged that shit. I chugged my tequila pineapple, whatever. I chugged that shit. And that was enough to get me, you know, a little courage. And I was like, Daniel, let's go dance. And we had a good night on stage. First we're dancing, and then people come. And then I'm like, Daniel, we gotta go on stage. So we get on stage. Girl, tell me why everyone's on fucking stage. Literally, you and me I was going at it. I was really dancing. And then I just think of another moment where we had our like main character. It's like when they were playing a Beyonce song, "The Same Texas," and I'm like, "Okay, let's do that country dance." And we start doing it, and literally the people behind us start doing that shit. And I'm like, I was like, "This was like three people that night." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is so much fun."
I really love clubbing. I really had the best time clubbing.
It was fun, yeah.
I know. My pit, if you will. But it's not even that bad, but it was just so crazy to me.
What?
That me and Maria were going into the subway, and I had my phone on Apple Pay. ready to pay. And so I pay, and I start walking through it, and this man basically sprints towards the one that I just paid for, and exits out of it. So I had to pay for it a second time. And he looked at me. We made eye contact. I was just like, he cheated me out of $3.
That's so fucking funny.
Out of $3. I mean, like, yeah, it was $3. Like, $3? No,
but it's like, he did that shit on purpose, which is why it's like, what the fuck?
I know. Literally, as I was walking, he said, no. I was like, what are we talking about? How dare you? You know who you are, bitch. You know, I still think about that guy who was in the Washington Square Park. He was filming like a listen to my song. If you're out there, he was filming like a listen to my song video. If you don't like it, I'll give you $100. And I really wanted to be a part of the video, but I don't know.
I kept telling him you should just walk up because he was literally looking around. And I was like, then just like walk up. So
it was like kind of embarrassing where he was just like waiting for someone to come up and listen to his song.
You would think he would at least like try to be like grabbing people.
Yeah.
Like, we made eye contact and I was like, oh my god, please don't pick me. I was like, I'm nervous. I was like, oh my god, please don't.
I really, really, really want him to pick me. Pick
me. Well, you should have just gone up to them. I'd say you should have done it.
I don't like doing that.
Oh my god, but I thought it was so funny. It was like when we were walking around there in Washington Square, people were filming, obviously, and then I was like, I would film here. Like, I wish I had brought my tripod. Literally, the moment I'm like, damn, let's film for our vlog. I don't want to hear.
I got shy.
He got shy, and then you got me shy. I was like, now I kind of don't want to. And we went all the way to the corner. I mean, we also had to kind of go to the corner because like everyone was like playing music like everywhere we went. So like we don't want to get demonetized. Oh my gosh! Another one of my peaks is like the day we rode the boats.
Oh yeah, we did.
I love
it.
Loved it.
Fun.
It was. Got a tan.
It was so beautiful.
You got literally a square on you.
Yeah, I have a square on my fucking, like, it's like my knee. It's like my upper knee from one of my pairs of jeans that I wore. Oh, honestly, I was nervous about wearing any jeans with holes in them after that. Because I didn't want, like, just, like, fucking...
Just blocks all over you.
Fucking Minecraft blocks all over my legs. I was like, gee. And it's always, all my holes are on my... All my holes? All the holes in my jeans are all, like, always on my left knee. Or my left leg, and so I just don't want like patches all over my left knee, and then it's gonna be pale as fuck.
But yeah, oh my gosh, today we went to Koreatown, right? And we went to H Mart. I got these like spicy crab rolls. They were so fucking good. I can't wait to go back again tomorrow.
I know. I'm really. Have we checked what time they open yet?
No, but it'll be open by the time we go there. Throwing my shit. I see.
I know. I'm really excited to lay down.
No, but yeah, like, me too, like, I'm ready. Like, literally, we almost forgot to film this, y'all. Wait. Until I came on, I was like, I'm thinking, wait, we literally had to film, like, the last bit of the pod.
Which, it might be shorter than I had anticipated because of how, like, fucking drained I feel right now. But, like, obviously, y'all are gonna get more and more New York stories.
Yeah, I'm sad to be leaving. I feel like the first 2 days, it was like, we have so much time, you know, like, we're doing all these things. And then, like, the last 2 days was kind of like being like, damn, last day, damn, this is the last day.
Yeah, this was really the last day.
But it was like, I was like, I told you, we did activities the first 2 days, and then, like, these last 2 days, we kind of just, like, we've been eating a lot.
I know.
We've been some foodies.
I know. I am feeling...
Trying a lot of new food. Bloated. Oh. I think that's why my bowels are a little messed up, girl, because we've been eating.
I've been feeling a little homesick lately as well. I miss Athena a lot.
Oh, yes, kitties.
I miss my cats a lot. I've been thinking about them.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, oh my god, I hope they're okay. I hope everything's going
on. Can you see them on the cameras?
I hope Zucchini's going. No, they never go into the fucking laundry room. And I meant to move it, but I kept forgetting because that fucking guy kept calling me all the time. And we'd get on the phone, and I'm like, listen, I really like talking to him. But I just forgot to do a bunch of things before I left because I was so distracted on the phone with him. Which is fine. I do really enjoy talking to him.
Yeah, it is fine, huh?
Why are you looking at me like that? Why are
Anyways,
you...
Anyways, we head up to the dispensary. We're bringing back a few stuff of us.
Oh, yes, we are. I'm so excited. We went to the Union Square one. I think we only went to it once, but then we found this really hot and sexy one that we went to again. And we went to, and then they were both very close to...
You know the chocolates I got? Okay, so, like, the one we got at Union Square was really good. It had, like, bits of quinoa in it. It's so good. The one I got over at that one, the second one.
The caramel ones?
Uh-huh. The caramel dulce de leche, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, they're kind of mid compared to that one.
Really?
Yeah, so if you're, like, really into chocolate edibles, go to Union Square. Get their, like, chocolate.
The lips?
Yeah, the lips one.
Oh.
It's, like, the cheapest
one. Did you try the dulce de leche one already?
I tried half.
It
last night?
It wasn't as good as the one before?
I feel like it wasn't the same at all.
The first time we were here, we got these dulce de leche edibles, and they were delicious. And they're not the same?
No. I mean, we did get it from a different place, though, this time.
Yeah.
We didn't have it at Union Square.
That still makes me sad.
But yeah.
Anyway, are you...
I got my little souvenir. It's just like a little keychain of I Heart New York.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
I got a few little souvenirs for myself, mm-hmm. all from this little, like, vending machine arcade place. It was so... I loved it so much. The little... What?
No, you keep going. You keep going.
Oh, no. It was just I really love the...
Okay. What's your favorite food item we've eaten, like, out of old New York? I think the topper of, like, restaurant, Ruby Rosa. I love their pizza. Oh, my God. Girl, I love Ruby Rosa. When we were in there... Oh, my God. I got to drink. It's deadly, guys. It's deadly. It's called, like, Starburst. It's so good. I barely taste the fucking alcohol. Like, you taste it at the end, but even it's still, like, very sweet. It's so good. I would get that shit again. And then the pizza, again, so... Oh, my God. So good. I know you're, like, whatever, no, but it's so good. It was thin. It was crispy. Oh, my God. And the marinara sauce was so fucking good.
I really like the place. I will say...
And I love that vibes. The atmosphere was amazing.
I will say, our server did keep forgetting about us, I fear. Multiple times over and over again. And then she came... She gave us a check once. And then she left for, like, it was literally, like, 20
minutes.
10 minutes.
Oh.
Okay. It was, like, 10 to 20 minutes. And then she came back and gave us the check again. And I was just like...
No, she was going to, she said.
Yeah, she was going
to. Until I literally grabbed it to give it to her.
She put it on the table, and then Marie goes, ah! We went like this, and then two boxes, and then she left. And then... I feel like she might... Okay, I wasn't meaning to be rude, but okay, first of all...
But it's like, we had to wait a long time, man. We had to wait a long time to order also.
First of all, this day, I need to tell you... The way that I felt, I was so drained. I just, like, I didn't want to be talking to anyone. I feel like I was literally sitting at the table, like...
No, you weren't.
Because I was in such... And then, the fact that we were, like, waiting 20 minutes every single time, like, she would come back. She'd come back, and she'd leave for, like, 20 minutes. Then she'd come back, and she'd leave for 20 minutes. And I was like... And so, as she was walking by, I was like, we've been waiting for so fucking long, I just want to leave. And then she walks by, and I was like...
I didn't even notice, but you said you saw her walk by immediately.
So embarrassing. And then all of a sudden, right after that, she goes, here's a check, here's your boxes, please leave. And I was like, Jesus Louise. I did feel kind of bad, but, like, honestly, I didn't feel that bad, because, like, you were taking so fucking long. And listen, I get it.
It was a really long-ass time.
It was a busy restaurant. But guess what? I've been a server before, too. And I never forgot why my table was that long.
Oh, my God.
I never forgot why my table was that long.
Another one of my peaks I just thought of is when we were in Little Italy. And we were looking around at the menus. And we walk away from this one restaurant. And the guy says, you don't like my menu? And we turn around and we're like, no, it's not that. Like, we're just, like, looking around. We're, like, browsing. And he's like, eat here and, like, tap for free if you hate it. And we're like, no. Because, like, obviously I don't think that would have happened, even if I was like, I don't like this shit.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But, like, we should have said, no, we don't like your menu. You're right, we should have been bold like
I
that.
I know. But it was the way he said, you don't like my menu?
Literally! Like, we're almost gone and you're saying that shit? Like,
like, juice Louise.
Ooh, what's your peak dessert we've eaten?
Ooh,
I think mine is a tiramisu from that Italian place.
I'll tell you my fucking pit. The dessert that we eat in was the fucking... We went to a frozen yogurt place today.
Oh, my God.
And it was boo fucking nasty. I don't want to, like, be mean to the places. Like, I'm not going to say the name of the places. But, like, it was a Greek yogurt place. And anytime I mean, it was, like, a frozen yogurt place. Anytime I've had frozen yogurt, and I've had frozen yogurt a lot, it never tastes like sour Greek yogurt, ever. I've never heard of that before. And so when I bit into it and it was, like...
It was literally Greek yogurt, and you got chocolate, and you taste nothing of chocolate.
I got chocolate, and it was still like sucking on a fucking lemon.
At the end, I felt like there was a hint. Even then, like very, very light, like barely nothing.
It was not my favorite. Yeah, whatsoever. Not for me.
Even like I got a. I guess y'all will probably know by the item menu on this, but it's the brownie explosion sundae. Girl, it had the brownie mid as fuck. Ice cream, well, the yogurt. Literally Greek yogurt, it is. Like, just frozen Greek yogurt. And then the chocolate, it was like, man, it wasn't even good. Like, it barely was like chocolate tasty. I was like, this is like, whatever. The whipped cream was really great though. It was good whipped cream, I'll give him that.
Well, my favorite dessert, but I really like the lemon tonghulu. That was the lemon tonghulu was so
good. I loved it. Good. I got the lemon and I got the grape.
You did not get the lemon, you got the
strawberry. Oh no, I got the strawberry and the grape.
It was so fucking tasty. And then,
I'm trying to think of my pit dessert. Is it really gonna be the frozen yogurt?
Yeah, bitch, it fucking sucked.
I think so, because yesterday, we went to this ice cream place and I got like brown sugar cookie dough with,
I don't like cherry that one either. Mint.
No, I liked mine. You didn't like yours. I ate yours too.
Yeah, I got it. Was like sour cherry creamsicle.
So good.
And I don't. It kind. I feel like it still had that like sour Greek yogurt taste. I didn't really like it at all.
So good. So good.
But
it was so. I ended up eating his also. Yeah, I loved mine.
I ate like half of it. And then we went into so many like markets. I love to go into like little like grocery store markets.
This is the one we went on. What day was it? Was it yesterday when we were like trying on like a lot of vintage clothes?
Oh,
or was it the day before that?
I think that was the second day.
I think, yeah, because it was like right after Chinatown. I loved whatever market that was. I wish I knew what the name was, but I loved it. And you got a lot of like trinkets there.
Yeah, that was the place that had all the vending machine stuff, and it was so freaking fun. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
No, me too.
Anyway.
It's kind of sad to be leaving, not gonna lie. But it seemed like, ugh, gotta go, so.
No, literally, like, I'm ready. Like,
I really liked the day we were at Tribeca, though, when we were, like, wandering around. Mm-hmm. The day at Tribeca was so chill. Like, it was such a different vibe. Also, I like it more down. I like it more in the lower part of Manhattan.
Uh-huh. So,
I feel like it's really city. Also, it's, like, a little bit more calmer, in a way. Mm-hmm. Depending on where you're at, obviously. But when we were in that Tribeca area, it was so calm. People were journaling. I loved it.
I didn't really love. We're in an area tonight where we got the Raising Cane's, and
oh yeah, okay. We were in the trenches, y'all.
Yeah, we were barely in the fucking trenches.
It was not a good area. We saw this man tweaking out.
I saw him die.
Literally, they were like, "Is he dead?" Because he stopped moving around on the ground. He just laid down on his back, and he wasn't moving. Like literally, didn't even see breathing. But
and then
he was like a zombie, y'all. Like I get why people compare crackheads to like zombies. Because, like, he literally out of fucking nowhere, after laying down on his back for, like, 2-3 minutes and being like, is he alive? Like, what the fuck happened? He just shoots up and starts moving around again on the ground. I'm like, what is happening?
No breaths.
Then some other man comes over. I don't even know what he was tweaking on about, but he kept it moving at least.
And then this man on the subway.
Oh my god.
Looked like he was gonna be snatching from people.
I got scared. But one person, he actually went like this. Like, he was. I was like, girl, when he came to us, I was like, I swear, people can try this, bitch.
I know.
I grabbed my shin, I looked down, I was like, I don't even see you.
I grabbed my purse so quick. He said,
literally, like, don't he not. Said something too, but I have no idea what he said.
I didn't hear what he said either. But, like, honestly, I wouldn't really be afraid of the crackheads that much, because, like, honestly, one shove and they're gone.
I mean, yeah, but also it's like, what did they tweak out on you?
I know, what if they start tweaking? It's literally like a zombie apocalypse.
I mean, they got nothing to lose.
They bite me and I turn into one.
Literally.
They bite me and it just injects heroin inside of me.
Ooh, girl, heroin.
Whatever the fuck.
Whatever they're on.
The man on the ground was on like fucking everything under the sun. Yeah. Horse tranquilizer. Doing everything.
Oh my god, this time we've seen so many rats. I feel like last time we came to New York, we saw like none.
Yeah, we didn't see
any.
And so
we were like at the pier of the place where we're at. But like, that's not in the city. And this time we saw rats everywhere. We even saw a dead one in like the middle of the fucking like
sidewalk.
In the sidewalk, literally like there, dead as fuck.
And it was fat as fuck.
It was huge. Like, it was big, girl.
I really had such an amazing
time. What was one of your favorite
activities? My favorite activities?
Yeah.
I
really like the rice and wine.
Yeah, the Rise and White. Well, obviously, like, I love the 9/11 more. I feel like I really got to enjoy it and see it this time. I also really like the
Oh, I like the movies on the Oculus, the Strangers Project, I think it's called. Oh, okay, I love the Strangers Project.
I really like the, what was it? The American, the History Museum. With that had the bug thing and everything.
Yes, and I got to go into Butterfly Room. It was amazing. I loved it.
I did not
pay for totally the suggest it.
I did not pay for the Butterfly Room because I fucking hate butterflies.
No, I love it. Like, it's so worth it.
They're really pretty, but like, I'm telling you, that one episode of SpongeBob just like ruined my
perception. No, it scared me too as a kid, but like, I love butterflies. That's, I love butterflies.
That's trauma, bitch.
I was like, one day it fucking smacked me in my shoulder. Literally, after like, literally having my hand out trying to get them to land on me, not one. Then out of nowhere, I'm recording a video. One comes up to the camera, and then out of fucking nowhere, blah, on my shoulder. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You'll smack, you'll run into me, but you won't land on my finger, on my hand, nothing. Just, I'm like, what the fuck? Excuse me? Like, I'm standing here.
Right, and I had a squirrel come up to me.
Yes.
I had a little squirrel come up to me. I made a little squirrel friend. Squirrel friend. And no, it wasn't really my friend. It saw that I didn't have food and got the fuck away from me quick.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, don't piss me off. Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
I am ready to wrap it up.
Anyway, y'all are going to hear so many New York stories for the next probably, like, months. Weeks. Honestly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, months. The way we are.
No, literally.
We'll yap until the next one.
Yeah, up until...
or until we go to Las Vegas and then we yap about that one.
I know.
I'm ready for the Las Vegas clubs.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I'm so ready.
So, dude, I want to see Drag Race live. Anyway, we have a question.
Yeah.
Where can everyone find us?
Well, guys, we're on all streaming platforms.
Every single one.
No. Chatterbox crew, I mean.
Yeah.
All streaming platforms.
Every single one.
So, y'all can find us anywhere. And then we're also on, like, TikTok and, like, Twitter and, like, Instagram. If you want to, like, more extra stuff.
Can you say like again?
As the Chatterbox crew.
What?
What?
So, can you say like again?
Like? Oh, was I saying like a lot?
Yeah, you said it like four times in that one.
Listen, I did blink out. Oh my god, I love listening into conversations.
You're following on like.
One thing mean that we did realize this trip is, like, I will look at, like, I usually look at everyone.
Stop saying
I usually look at everyone. See, I lost my train of thought there, so I was like. But usually I look at everyone. But like glances, but I don't really like stay looking at them, getting their details. Nathaniel does. He, like, he'll look at them, but get every detail within like seconds.
Love it.
But like, I am a conversation listener. But once I told him that I don't really like analyze people that much unless like I'm like interested in some sort of way or like something piqued my interest, it's just like a glance and then I move on to the rest. You know? He said he like analyzing all that, and I started analyzing people. I started like looking at people and actually like analyzing. And you start listening to conversations.
Yeah, I started really listening to conversations. Some of them are good, but
no,
some of
them I've actually been enjoying it. I'm definitely going to continue, like, the analyzing
thing.
Saw
some bitch sobbing on the ground. Well, not on the ground, but on the side of the road today, basically, with her friend. They're having such a serious talk, and I wish...
I forgot what they said, but, like, it was, like, whoa, when I heard it.
It was, like, actually, I think she was like, whatever you're going through is so much. I need you to know I'm always going to be here for you. And she was, the other girl was sobbing. And
oh,
I was
God.
Like,
oh, God. Like, what's happening?
I wish I would have known.
What's the drama?
Where can we find you?
Oh, yeah. But y'all can find me on TikTok as whatsup_Maria. And then if you want to find me on Instagram, it's xo.xo.maria with two A's at the end. Nathaniel, where can I find you?
If you want to find me, you can find me at No, you cannot. You can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Mama Bear?
No, that's
it. I don't know why I'm going.
Yeah, Mama Bear. What the fuck are you, Papa Bear?
Oh, no.
I don't want to be Papa Bear.
Y'all heard it first. She wants to be bad. Y'all heard it.
I'd rather not.
Anyway, ladies,
goodbye.
We're checking out of New York. Goodbye.